faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We're going to be joined by a multiple group of people today due to the incredible victory that we all anticipated was coming due to the leaked draft from the U.S. Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, sending it back to the states to let them decide. And so this is a very, very historic day. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods, who's a pastor and an attorney. We'll be joined in about 15 minutes by Susan Swift. She's an attorney with Right to Life League. We'll be joined about the 145-minute mark by Abby Johnson, who also was behind the movie Unplanned, which was produced by our very own Mike Lindell. Leo Holman is also going to join us. Today we have the news that Missouri, I don't know if you have that graphic or not, Logan, I sent you. Missouri is one of the very first states to go ahead and sign their Attorney General Schmidt to sign what is necessary for abortions to now be illegal in the state of Missouri. So he is one of the, that Missouri is one of the first states due to the fact that the Attorney General, Schmidt, went ahead today and immediately signed whatever it was, the document that needed to be signed for that to occur. And so now abortion is illegal in the state of Missouri. So again, things are moving quickly. And of course, we have been telling you all week that we anticipated violence due to the fact that the group Jane's Revenge and others have been stating that they intended to be involved in violence. So it is going to be a very tense evening tonight. We have a reporter, Neil McCabe, and a camera crew at the U.S. Supreme Court. I'll be giving reports all night from the news desk with a reporter and a camera crew at the U.S. Supreme Court live tonight. And I have a bunch of guests booked as we cover this historic and very wonderful day. It's been quite the week for the U.S. Supreme Court, ruling related to school choice and money for school choice, ruling relating to the Second Amendment and the right to carry a gun outside the home for self-defense, and now ruling related to abortion. Three big cases for the U.S. Supreme Court. Already we're hearing from the faker-in-chief in the White House, Joe Biden, who is moaning and complaining about the lack of privacy. Of course, this is the same government that is invading our privacy with their partners in their fascist Marxist government through big tech to invade our privacy. This is the same government kicking down the doors of people and taking their cell phones because they dare to talk about election fraud, as was the coordinated effort yesterday. So kind of ironic they sit and talk about privacy. Michelle Obama, she's out spewing a lot of scuba today and talking once again about rights, while her and her husband are really, I believe, the people behind this administration. And of course, in their own 8 years, we're stealing the rights, the constitutional God-given rights of Americans one after the other. So the, and of course, this is the same group of people that want to force the COVID jab on you, as well as strip you of any freedom of speech. And so it's very ironic now that they are saying the things they are, but it's expected. They also, of course, are the ones charging and trying to charge so many people with insurrection. And we have Maxine Waters, among others, talking about, you know, that they're not going to listen to the rule of law. She is indeed stating that they're going to basically carry out an insurrection against the United States Supreme Court, which is, again, interesting as we have people sitting in a D.C. jail accused of that for simply listening to the president, some of them not even, as I understand, entering the U.S. Capitol. So let me go real quickly to this statement by Michelle Obama. She says, "I'm heartbroken today. I'm heartbroken for people around this country who just lost the fundamental right to be to make informed decisions about their own bodies." Well, couldn't we say that about the COVID shot? Couldn't we say that about the COVID shot after the FDA, the CDC, the government lied and did not give informed consent? So yes, we can. "I'm heartbroken that we may now be destined to learn the painful lessons of time before Roe was made law of the land, a time when women risk losing their lives getting illegal abortions. a time when the government denied women control over their reproductive functions, forced them to move forward with pregnancies they didn't want, and then abandoned them once their babies were born. This is what our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers lived through, and now we're here again. So yes, I'm heartbroken for the teenage girl, full of zest and promise, who won't be able to finish school or live the life she wants because her state controls her reproductive decisions. Well, that's interesting. How about the girls that won't go to school this coming fall because they're dead? Because this Biden regime forced the COVID shot onto students to play sports, to be involved in different activities, and now we find out many of them are dying in their sleep. Many of them yet, they won't have children because they've been sterilized from this COVID shot. So the hypocrisy from Michelle Obama is exactly what you would expect. Then she goes on to promote in her letter, as you see here for those watching my television, people to get involved with Planned Parenthood. You guys want to show that? That's ironic, Planned Parenthood. No, the next screen. There you go. That's ironic because Planned Parenthood was started by a woman that was a racist who worked with the Nazi doctors and bragged of speaking to the women's auxiliary of the KKK, called black people weeds, people of color weeds. So how ironic that Michelle Obama is promoting Planned Parenthood. That's still just so interesting to me, which shows you they don't care about racial issues. They really don't. They don't care about anybody but their own Marxist agenda, destruction of the family. As Karl Marx said, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. So they're more than happy to partner up with Planned Parenthood, that is an avowed racist organization, opening clinics in mostly minority communities and founded by an avowed racist working with Nazis. But that doesn't stop a black woman, Michelle Obama, from promoting, nor does it stop Maxine Waters, which shows you once again that these people do not care about the issue of race. They just use it as a cannon fodder. They don't care about the LGBT community. They don't care about minority communities. They don't care about anything but full power, absolute power. And so Michelle Obama is at it. Joining me now is Dr. Andy Woods, along with Leo Holman. Guys, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brandon, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you, Brandon.
All right, let's start with you, Pastor Woods. You're a pastor, you're an attorney as well. What are your thoughts on this historic day?
Well, four quick things, and I'm just grateful, you know, God has allowed me to live long enough to see this day coming. A lot of people have been working on this for the past 50 years, but number one, it's a victory for the Constitution. Since the right to procure an abortion is not found in the text of the Constitution, when Harry Blackmun, the author of that majority opinion, you know, created this right out of thin air, he used an expression called the penumbras, which is a shadow. So he had to really strain at a gnat to find that in the Constitution, and he basically amended the Constitution from the bench. And so since the Supreme Court now has rejected that decision, it's a victory for the Constitution. Number two, it's a victory for the people, because as you said there in your opening monologue, now the decision will actually go back to the states, the layer of government which is closest to the people, where we can actually have a debate on the subject of when does life begin. We haven't had that debate, because once the court federalizes something, it takes it away from the state governments and from the people. So now we're actually going to have a debate on this, which is a victory for the people. Number three, it's a victory for the babies. As Ronald Reagan once quipped, everybody that's pro-choice has already been born. And so now we can put into effect legal procedures to prevent people from killing their children. So it's a victory for the babies. And number four, it's a victory for science. You know, everybody is saying follow the science today. And the thing to understand is when Roe versus Wade was formulated, it was formulated in a scientific vacuum. The technology, the knowledge we have of what's going on within the womb of a mother did not exist in 1972 and 1973. And now today it's obvious what the science is. You can look at a sonogram and see exactly what's happening in a mother's womb by the time she knows that she's pregnant. So it's a victory all the way around for the Constitution, the people, the babies, and the science. And I'm just glad that God allowed me to live long enough to see this day come. And by the way, all this talk about, oh, they're not respecting precedent, You know, keep in mind that Harry Blackmun in 1972 trashed precedent, completely trashed it. And the Supreme Court has in the past come up with some very bad decisions, which it has turned around and overturned. You think of Plessy versus Ferguson, which the court corrected, and Brown versus Board of Education. You think of the infamous Dred Scott decision, which basically said a slave is not a person. And so the Supreme Court has made some bad decisions and has acted in a way to correct those decisions. And lo and behold, this has just happened before our very eyes. So I'm just jubilant. I praise God for this tremendous victory, and I'm just glad God allowed me to live long enough to see it happen.
Absolutely. Look at this screenshot for those by television and those. Otherwise, I'll read it to you. Here is the Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Breaking, following the Supreme Court of the United States ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, Missouri has just become the first in the country to effectively end abortion with our AG opinion signed moments ago. This is a monumental day for the sanctity of life. So now we'll watch as this spreads across the nation. Of course, women can go to other states to have their abortions. This has, again, been pushed back to the states. Now, of course, we're going to watch and see what kind of violence unfolds tonight. Joining me also is Leo Holman. He has a brand new article he just posted at leoholman.com, leoholman.com. Leo, so tonight we have I have Neil McCabe, a reporter and camera crew at the U.S. Supreme Court live. What are you anticipating now that we've seen the attack on abortion pro-life clinics, pro-family organizations? What do you anticipate since Jane's Revenge says they're coming after us?
Yeah, thanks, Brandon, for having me on, and it's an honor to be on the same program with Pastor Andy Wood. What a perfect gentleman to have on today, given that he's not only a pastor but also a constitutional attorney, a pastor who actually understands the Constitution, and he brilliantly laid out the entire he connected all the dots there in that monologue. So thank you, Pastor Wood. I am predicting a bloody weekend in America, Brandon. They've had over 50 days to prepare for this. That was the reason for the leaking of the draft opinion to begin with. Whoever it was that leaked that did it so that they would have well over a month to prepare the troops, prepare the shock troops to unleash them on America, to destroy buildings, to burn things down, loot, and probably kill people.
Here's your headline today. SCOTUS strikes down Roe, giving huge victory to pro-lifers. Brace yourselves now for violent left-wing extremism that will shock America and reveal the true face of evil. So what do you think we're going to see tonight, and is it going to ramp up over the weekend? Is this going to be a weekend thing and then they get out of their system, or is this going to spill over and then they start attacking churches, synagogues? We'll get your response to that, as well as be joined by Susan Swift, an attorney with Right to Life League, right after we come back. Brandon House here on VCY America. We're on 60 terrestrial stations live, as well as on Lindell TV, for a very historic day. Tonight, we will have a reporter with a camera crew at the U.S. Supreme Court giving us live updates through the night. We've actually brought in some extra people who tonight will be working and literally monitoring all of the news that they can nationwide, from local affiliates to national affiliates, as we literally watch what violence, pray tell, might unfold. We'll be right back. them, of course, is Maxine Waters. Listen to what Maxine Waters just said.
Are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. They're out with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
Blank with the U.S. Supreme Court. So she's involved in apparently insurrection. And, of course, I have no problem going against the government when they make unconstitutional, unlawful rights. That's the difference between constitutionalists and tyrants. They want to use the law as a weapon to write their own laws, just like they did in Nazi Germany. And that's why the American prosecutors at the Nuremberg trial had to respond to the Nazis, the SS leaders, when they said, wait a minute, we didn't break any law. Well, that's right. It's because you were following the law because you rewrote the law, but there is a law higher than man. It's the law of God, the moral law. Maxine Waters here doesn't care about the moral law. Maxine is a perfect example of a Romans 1 fool, a darkened-hearted fool, debased. I think her name is already written on the reservation for eternal damnation. She gives all the signs of someone who has been given over. So she doesn't care about the moral law, the laws of nature and nature's God. What she cares about is the law of might makes right. So now she's saying that the decision has been made actually based on common sense and the moral law. Of course, I think the Supreme Court could have made a decision and said just it's not even for the states to decide, but at least we'll take this. It's better than what we had. But this woman isn't interested in law. She's not interested in civil rights. This woman is a full-on Marxist, in my opinion. But Leo, before we go to Susan Swift, what do you think is going to happen? Is this going to be something that goes on for a couple days and then dies out, or is this going to last and then spill over to the churches and the synagogues as well? As far as the violence.
In my article, I predict that it's something that is probably just going to get started this weekend. And I don't think that it's going to be short-lived. I believe that Christians in America are going to find out what life has been like for our Christian brothers and sisters in many other countries over the last 2,000 years. We have lived our lives in relative comfort and ease. We've sat back and we've not paid a lot of attention. I'm speaking generally here now. I know there's exceptions. But we've not paid a lot of attention to the persecution of Christians in other countries and other parts of the world. We're about to find out firsthand what it's going to be like, what it's going to feel like to be under the gun, to have a target on your back. I've told people in Georgia, where I live, something as simple as having "In God We Trust" license plate, which I have on my car. You get a choice of five different slogans in this state. One of them on your license plate can be "In God We Trust." That marks you as what? A Christian. Something as simple as that, driving your car with that on your license plate through a certain section of, say, Atlanta, a liberal big city, could now make you a target. You could be shot. You could be carjacked. You could be pulled out of your car and beaten. This is the type of thing I foresee happening in the weeks and months ahead.
I agree with you, and it's going to be a very interesting and probably troubling weekend, and it will escalate from there. Joining me also now, along with Dr. Andy Woods and Leo Holman, is Susan Swift. She's an attorney with Right to Life League, which is the oldest pro-life organization in America. She also has been involved in a career in television and film and serves as a litigation attorney at a prominent international law firm in downtown Los Angeles. Susan, thank you for joining us here on the VCY America Radio Network and Lindell TV on this very historic day. Give us your thoughts on this. We kind of all knew it was coming, but now that it's finalized, that nobody was able to be intimidated into changing their vote, give us your thoughts on this final verdict.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it, Brandon. This is a day to celebrate life. This is an epic win for life. I'm thrilled that at least five of the justices were brave enough to follow through after the draft was leaked. I'm a little disappointed in Roberts because he tried to write a wavering little, kind of a concurrence that kind of, you know, tries to have one foot on both sides, and I think that's a bit it's sad. But I'm very, very glad for the ruling because it also it limits federalism, because our Constitution was founded for the purpose of limiting federal government and to preserve the rights of the states and the people in those states. I would have loved it if it had gone a little farther. I would have looked at the Declaration of Independence and said, hey, we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness based on our declaration. But at least the court has given us the ability to decide the issue now on a state-by-state basis. And that's where the battle always was. That's how it started. And when the Right to Life League was founded in 1967 by 63 different people, or doctors and lawyers, this was in 1967, years before Roe versus Wade. And we went up and we lobbied then-Governor Ronald Reagan against the first therapeutic abortion bill in the state. And so we've been fighting since long before Roe versus Wade, and this is an epic day. This is along the lines of, Brown versus Board of Education. This is one of the most momentous cases that have ever come out of the Supreme Court, and I'm ecstatic and thrilled, and I have great hope for the pro-life movement.
So what do you think, Susan, the 26 states, tell me about the 26 states. This will become illegal now pretty much in 26 states pretty quick, right?
Well, they all have different trigger laws at different levels, so that a lot of them will limit it based on the fetal heartbeat bill, like Texas and Mississippi, of course, is now 15 weeks. So they're all going to have different standards. But the purpose of that is to protect the life of the unborn child. And that is very, very good. I hope we get to a point where abortion is illegal. And let me say why. Because the purpose of abortion is not health care. That's the lie from the pro-abort side. They keep saying that abortion is health care. It is not. The purpose of abortion is the intentional killing of an unborn human being in the womb. That's what they do. It is not to deliver the woman, because if it were, that's what you would do. You would say, oh, well, let's save this woman's life and deliver the child and give it a chance at life and deliver it alive. And if it dies in a few hours, well, so be it. But that's not the purpose of abortion. The purpose of abortion is very specific. It is to kill the life inside the woman. So I hope it becomes illegal, and I think it means we're going to have a constitutional amendment. And I think what Nancy Pelosi said at her presser was also very true. The issue of abortion will be on the ballot in November, and I think we're going to see a huge pro-life wave. And because we know we now need to have a pro-life amendment to the Constitution to end abortion in the rest of the states that don't already have laws outlawing this barbaric procedure.
What do you make of Biden today in his press conference saying that we're an outlier now in the world?
that poor man. Somebody needs to get him his pudding. Most laws in Europe, most laws actually are along the lines of Mississippi and Texas. They limit abortion. That if you look at all of the, and we've even written an article. If you go to righttolifeleague.org under our news and events, you can find that information. Most laws limit abortion. America is one of only, I think, three countries that is abortion on demand, basically through birth, and it's barbaric. So he's just wrong, but he's wrong on so many things. The poor man, somebody has to, probably help him zip his pants in the morning.
Well, we saw his cards yesterday. Sit in all caps. Your was in all caps. Sit in your seat.
Oh.
Exit this way. I mean, oh my. Tell me what you think is going to happen tonight and this weekend. What violence? And because again, this Jane's Revenge, this group, they've been openly talking about violence. If abortion isn't safe, then you're not safe. So what do you? That's what their slogan has been. So what do you think is coming, Susan?
Well, we've heard they are domestic terrorists. They are abortion Antifa. That's what they are. This Jane, Ruth sent us and Jane's Revenge. They're bullies and they're cowards. And I believe that most Americans are going to stand up against it. And if I have to stand outside in front of my church tonight, I will. And you know what we really need most of all in America? We need our men to stand up for life. Our fathers, our brothers, men of all different races and ages to come forward and calmly and firmly say, we will not allow attacks on our churches. We will not allow attacks on our women. We will not allow attacks on our pro-life organizations. We will not do it. We need people to stand up. Now is the moment. And that when you push back against bullies, they go away. But that's what we need. And I'll tell you why we need it, because we have an ineffective executive branch. The DOJ should already have been rounding up Jane's Revenge based on the 49 acts that I'm aware of vandalism that they've already committed. Why aren't we rounding them up? This is terrorism. And it is also an act of sedition to try to terrorize the justices before this decision was out. They were parading in the streets before Kavanaugh's house and threatening his life. They should all be rounded up, and they should be charged with sedition. But the problem is we have an executive branch that is trying to rule against the will of the people. That's what's happening. That's why you're hearing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer saying, you will reap the whirlwind. Those are threats. And we should be prosecuting people who threaten our judicial branch. That's a third branch of government. We have a J6 committee. How come we don't have a committee to try to start investigating all of these different groups that are threatening our judges, our federal bench? That's what should be happening. But our men can stand up for us now. Tonight is the night to stand and to protect life in America.
Absolutely. And, of course, you probably don't know, Susan, but I have on regularly, and I did for an hour again this week on TV, Terry Turchi, the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI. He openly talks about how the Department of Justice has been taken over by the communists. Now they've taken over the FBI. This is not the FBI he worked for. This is not the original FBI. And he has openly said on camera with me on TV, we are no longer under the rule of law.
That's right. And this is like a color revolution. And you know what? America has always come together. We are a united nation. We love people of all different creeds. So long as you want to be an American, we welcome you. And that's what's going to rise up out of all of this, because life is winning. Our Constitution is winning. We have brave people in the judiciary. This is all winning. And yes, we're in a battle, but we're going to win it, and we're going to protect life in the United States.
Give us your website, Susan.
It's righttolifeleague.org. righttolifeleague.org. And if anybody wants to give us a just $5 donation, we're not woke and we don't have merchandise. It's just all a gift. And what we are doing tonight, actually, we have offered all pro-life clinics and centers, if they feel like they need protection, we've offered to reimburse them for up to 24 hours of security. If they think that they need it, they can send us the bill and we'll cover up to 24 hours, because we want to help them. We want to protect them. And if anyone wants to donate at Right to Life League, that money can go to help those clinics and keep them safe.
Thank you, Susan. We'll see you tonight on TV at 8:30 Central.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Swift with the Right to Life League, righttolifeleague.org. Joining us again before we go into our next break and come back out is Dr. Andy Woods. AndyWoodsMinistries.org is his website. And Leo Homan, his website, leohoman.com. Dr. Woods, before we go to break here, I'll let you go ahead and get started at it. The Bible specifically speaks to this issue, does it not? And if we're a constitutional republic, we've been told by our founders what the divine has ruled on, we don't rule against. The divine has ruled on this issue, has he not?
Absolutely, and I hope I have a chance on the other side of the break to explain why.
All right, let's do that. And I think also the word used in the scriptures for the baby in the original language, for the baby inside the womb, is the same word used for the baby outside the womb, which I think it shows you how God feels about the child. All right, it's Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. We got a bunch of brand new TV shows put up this morning at wvwtv.com. Welcome back. Glad you are with us. This is the book I wrote in 2008 and came out in 2009, Grave Influence, 368 pages, hardcover. Sent off the payment for close to $32,000 when I finally sat down and looked at it. Close to $32,000 with the book printing and the postage. The book printing and the shipping it to us on pallets. So this book cost us well over $3 to print. Then we got to pay for the bubble wrap, the label, and the kids to pack it up and send it to you. And this is a project at WVWFoundation.com. It's to give this book to as many people as we can at that price, and we get it down really low when you start buying quantities or even by the case. One man the other day ordered 10 cases, 24 in a case. You'll find all the information at WVWTVstore.com. All we're trying to do is break even on this. That's all we're trying to do is break even so we can do more projects like this as a part of our WVW Foundation. And so, again, I urge you to go to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can get one for $4.99. You can get a packet. You can get a case. And, of course, in the packet, the bigger the pack, the big, the case, they get down to, I think, $3.99. We're just trying to break even on this. It is a hardcover book. It's 368 pages. You all know the price of printing went way up during this COVID thing and the supply chain crisis. But this book includes a whole chapter on Marxism, on Margaret Sanger, on why we have what we have today in our country, on all of these issues. 21 radicals and their worldviews ruling America from the grave. This is our chance to get this book, to fight the propaganda, the brainwashing, and get it into the hands of as many Americans as we can. And I hope you'll do that by going to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Joining me now, Dr. Andy Woods, AndyWoodsMinistries.org, Leo Homan, LeoHoman.com. Dr. Woods, as an attorney and a pastor, if we're a constitutional republic, and William Blackstone said, the hallmark of that is what the divine is ruled on, we don't rule against. What has the divine said about abortion? Do we find abortion in the Bible?
Well, let me just say this real quick. They're Supreme Court justices, they might be qualified to talk about a number of issues, but they have no qualifications to get into the subject of when does life begin. I went through law school myself. There's absolutely nothing in your legal training that would give you any kind of special education concerning, your ability to sort of offer yourself up as an expert concerning when life begins. So when the Supreme Court in Roe versus Wade federalized the issue, by creating a constitutional right out of thin air, they took the discussion away from those qualified and shifted it over to those that are unqualified. When does life begin is not something a Supreme Court justice is supposed to weigh in on. That's the purview of philosophers. That's the purview of medical authorities. That's the purview of, theologians and biblicists. And that's why I'm so happy with this decision, because now the decision is going to be kicked back to people that are actually qualified to talk about the issue. We're going to actually have at the state level some legislative hearings, and we're actually going to hear from the experts. And no doubt one of the things that's going to come up at some point is, what does the Bible say about this subject? Keep in mind that Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and Acts, is a physician. You'll see his credentials there in Colossians 4, verse 14. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 41, when he talks about John the Baptist leaping for joy in his mother's womb, he uses the Greek word brephos. And then in the exact next chapter, in Luke chapter 2, verse 12, where he talks about the baby Jesus, obviously outside the womb, lying in the manger, he uses the exact same Greek word, brephos. And so Dr. Luke, by using that same word for unborn and born within the span of two chapters, says there is no biblical distinction whatsoever between born and unborn. The Bible makes no such distinction. And of course, when the court federalized the issue, we couldn't hear what the Bible had to say. But now, with all of the legislative hearings that are going to go on, we're going to have a chance to hear from the Bible, from medical authorities and from philosophers. So this is actually a great day in terms of our constitutional republic. Mm.
Leo, tell me more. What more do you have in your article that you have not mentioned on the air now?
Well, one thing that I was really overjoyed to see this morning as that Supreme Court decision came down was all the young people gathered in front of the Supreme Court on the side of the pro-life troops out there celebrating. You know, and most of the pro-choicers were people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s. I think Dr. Andy Woods really nailed it when he said that, you know, when Roe v. Wade came down in 1973, it came down in a scientific vacuum. We didn't have the technology to show the mother exactly what was in her womb like we do. And I think that's a big reason why we have the younger generation mostly on our side. The younger generation is not often on our side in many of these issues, but they seem to be majority on our side when it comes to this abortion issue, and that's because any woman who's in her late teens, 20s, 30s, even early 40s, who's had a baby, has seen that life in her womb, has seen the baby sucking its thumb, has felt the heartbeat. And so they know what abortion is. It is not just a glob of tissue, which that was the argument in the first, 10, 15, 20 years of after Roe v. Wade. The young women were told that this is not a human life. It's just a glob of tissue. Forget about it. And abort it and move on. That argument doesn't carry the weight now that it does. And I'm so glad once again to see the young people out there this morning celebrating this decision.
You make the comment in your article that people that are for abortion tend to be rather violent people if you understand how abortion works. Abby Johnson is going to be joining us in a moment, and I read her story, of course, and she, I think, worked in an abortion clinic and said that it was when she saw an ultrasound of a baby being torn apart, that had a huge impact on her. Do you know her story?
Yes, absolutely. And I do make the point that abortion at its very core is a violent act. So we should not be surprised that people who support it have violence in their hearts. Even if they've never committed an act of violence, when they are now being incited by the likes of Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Chuck Schumer talking about reaping a whirlwind, they are stirring up the masses on their side, the troops, and trying to get them to now act out violently. And they will not hesitate to do it because they had violence, obviously, in their souls to begin with. If they could support the act of violent abortion against the most innocent of life, why would anyone think they would hesitate or lose a night's sleep, as I say in my article, about attacking the people, the adult people, who they feel are responsible for this decision today?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, we have Keith Olbermann. Olbermann calls for a Supreme Court to be dissolved. These people are nuts. But, you know, I guess they're going to try to start trying to pack the court now, Dr. Woods. Tell our audience, as an attorney, we have 9 justices now. People hear that term all the time. Are they going to the liberals, the progressives, the Marxists? They're going to pack the court. What does that mean, Dr. Woods?
Well, it just means it's what FDR, threatened to do. You know, there's a famous switch in time, save 9 is what it's called in constitutional history. And FDR, didn't like the direction the Supreme Court was moving in his day as they were ruling against his New Deal, and he basically threatened to pack the court, and lo and behold, these Supreme Court justices had a conversion and started to become more socialistically, friendly, and that's basically what's being proposed, is we're just going to increase the number of people on the court, so votes like Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito and some of the others will be diluted, and Biden, of course, has threatened to do this. He's threatened to do it, I believe, when he was running for president on the campaign trail. And it's just a way, it's a power grab is what it is. It's been tried in history. It's been rejected. But the left knows, this particular tactic and gimmick, and they're threatening to do it again.
It's been quite the week, hasn't it, Dr. Woods? A decision related to the fact that if states are going to use state money for private education. They can't exclude private Christian schools. We got school choice. They've got the right to have a gun to defend yourself outside the home. A brilliant, brilliant piece written by Clarence Thomas, who I understand articles written. He's been pushing for this and for this kind of case behind the scenes for a long, long, long time. And then we have the Roe v. Wade overturned. Three huge cases this week, Dr. Woods. Did you ever think you'd see this day?
No, and what do they all have in common? They have in common you have a Supreme Court, at least this week, that's interested in the constitutional text and the original intent of the Constitution. You know, people on the Supreme Court, they're not appointed to push their politics. What they're there to do is to discern the intent of the framers and to come up with rulings and adjudicate matters before them based on original intent. And so they stuck up for the Second Amendment. They started to chip away at the doctrine of separation between church and state, which, by the way, is also not found in the Constitution. You will not find those words in the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, and here they're chipping away at Roe versus Wade because the right to have a constitutional right to an abortion is not in the text of the Constitution as well. And so I say, praise God, amen. I don't want right-wing or left-wing people on the court. I want constitutionalists. And that's what's so heartening about those three decisions that you mentioned.
Absolutely. Let me remind you guys, the Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up in the middle of October of this year, the 19th annual. And the reason it's germane today is because two of the people there speaking are on the air with you right now, Dr. Woods and Leo Holman. They will be with us live in person, along with Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Terry Turchi, and Karen Kingston, and then, of course, Dr. Andy Woods and Leo Holman. So, again, so many of the people that you hear me interviewing on radio, on television, they'll be there in the building. You'll be able to visit with them, talk to them, fellowship with other people of like mind. It's going to be a great week, a great weekend. It is filling, and it's filling fast. There are general seating tickets. There are priority seating tickets. There's the banquet luncheon on Saturday. There's the concert banquet on Thursday night. All the details at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Come back. We're going to be joined by Abby Johnson. She produced, along with Mike Lindell, the movie Unplanned. We'll get her take. Before we go to that, Leo, do you think that – I don't understand why these – I mean, I do understand. But common sense would say, okay, push this stuff back to the states. If you want to live in a Marxist state, even though it's against the – be against our Declaration of – Bill of our Declaration of Independence, be against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. But if you want to live in a liberal state, Washington State, California, all right, you go out there and you can do that. Why do they have to push their agenda on the more conservative Bible Belt states? Why can't they just be happy having their states and leave us alone? I know it's a rhetorical question, but I want your answer real quick.
Because the left is never satisfied with owning half the pie. If you give them a quarter of the pie, half the pie, they want the whole thing.
Absolutely. It's really interesting. Leo, do you think this pushes us closer to a civil war?
I do. And I absolutely do, Brandon, and that's why part of the reason I wrote the article was to put people on alert for things to come.
LeoHolman.com, LeoHolman.com, AndyWoodsMinistries.org, AndyWoodsMinistries.org, OursWorldViewRadio.com. We'll be right back with Abby Johnson. Don't go away. very interesting piece, the Wall Street Journal. Could this be the antebellum age? Political maneuvers seem to be growing subservient to the threat of violence. It feels like the 1850s. And they go on to talk about the fact that Jane's Revenge, a sort of pro-choice Ku Klux Klan. That's an interesting. Jane's Revenge, a sort of pro-choice Ku Klux Klan, is calling for a night of rage if the court overturns Roe v. Wade. Will that happen? Elderly baby boomers will catch the reference to the Weather Underground's Day of Rage in 1969. Absolutely. Across the country, so many pro-life centers have been firebombed, and it's becoming a trend, a craze, you might say. A candidate for U.S. Senate from Missouri has run a campaign video showing him carrying a long gun and sidearm, leading a mock commando raid on the hunt for rhinos, which we've talked about this week. I didn't like that ad. I think it plays into the left's hand. But they're talking in this Wall Street Journal opinion piece about the fact that we may be moving into a more violent era in America once again. Dr. Woods, you want to comment on this?
Just appreciate what Leo and others said earlier that, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that pro-abortion people are into violence because that's basically what abortion is. I mean, every abortion stops a heart from beating, and the issue of fetal pain, you know, is very, very well documented. In fact, you can watch, you know, online children that are about to be aborted. You can see them in their mother's wombs kind of swimming away, expressing pain. And, you know, if that's a procedure someone is into, it doesn't really surprise me that they would be encouraging, you know, violence nationally.
Absolutely. Here's another article at Revolver. The Project 65 seeks to kill all the Trump lawyers by canceling them. The progressive left's latest move to destroy America. Dr. Woods, as an attorney, I mean, basically what this is, if you don't, they're doing this to Rudy Giuliani. They're doing this to my friend Sidney Powell, who I've talked about with this so many times, as well as with Rudy on the air. If you don't agree with them politically, you question voter fraud, even though I have a 10-minute video today, 10 minutes of the left talking about voting fraud, voting machines, flipping votes, you know, stolen elections, all this. They could talk about that during Al Gore versus Bush or Trump versus Hillary. But now if you do it, they want to steal your law license. Is that where we're headed today, that people that hold to a conservative worldview, they're just not even going to let them be lawyers?
Well, I remember when I, you know, took the bar exam in California, I remember one of the last questions was this, and it's day three and you're just exhausted, and it was this sort of gay rights, you know, homosexual type of question, and you know, consequently, they were basically saying, "Yeah, you need to capitulate to homosexuality if you want your license." And so, I recognized back then that there was a concerted effort to take people that were biblicists and constitutionalists and push them out of the legal profession. I mean, Shakespeare himself has a line where he says, "First, you kill all the lawyers." In other words, the people that actually understand the legal system and understand how it's supposed to work, if you're going to take over a society, you've got to marginalize those people or get rid of those people entirely. So this is something right out of what Shakespeare, you know, spoke of so many years ago.
Yeah. We're trying to make contact with Abby. If she doesn't get us, we don't get her on the air here now, we'll have her tonight. This is speaking in the same vein of just absolute progressive radical destruction of everything sacred, the family, life, the military, our police departments. This is a video now put out. Here, look at this from San Diego, KUSI, San Diego's local news station. U.S. Navy releases LGBTQ+ video providing directions on how to use the correct pronouns, and the United States Navy is going to punish members in the Navy that don't use the right pronouns. China and Russia, Iran, North Korea are all preparing for war, and the cultural Marxists in the Pentagon are preparing for brainwashing and punishing of real Americans. Listen to this. This is, you think this is a skit. It's not. Listen. This isn't what the Navy's putting out, this video.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves. apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey guys, you can say, hey everyone, or hey team.
Oh brother, I think I'm gonna vomit. And yet, my friends, this, you see back in the background, there's Nave Speaks, Nave C. This is a Navy video, okay? This is a Navy video. Dr. Woods?
Well, you know, as we all know very well, that cultural Marxism is really about thought control, and that's really what this is. It's about allowing the mind or the use of human language, you know, to be given certain parameters. And if we're going to accept it here, it's not long until other areas of thought that might be deemed politically, you know, incorrect are off the table as well. And so it's just one giant scheme or scam, I should say, to control thought. And, you know, we can thank cultural Marxism for that.
Absolutely. And then in regards to red flag laws that the House and Senate are now debating, listen to what Jim Jordan said yesterday.
The chairman, the House Judiciary passes this bill today, we will have changed a fundamental and sacred principle in this country. In America, you are innocent until proven guilty. Until today. If we pass this bill today, we are going to invert the standard and say you are guilty until proven innocent. And you will be guilty without doing anything wrong. Under this bill, you are guilty without doing anything wrong simply because someone thinks you might do something wrong. And who is the someone under this bill who can petition a court to take away your Second Amendment liberties? Who is the someone defined under this bill? Page 13, Amendment of Nature Substitute. The chairman just introduced it. Top of page 13, it says, family or household member, go down to subsection D. Who's a household member? An individual who resides or who has resided with the respondent during the past year. A roommate who hung out with you for 1 month last year can go petition a court to take away your Second Amendment liberties.
That's right. And we'll be covering more later. We got also Reuters is now reporting Disney and other U.S. companies offer abortion travel benefit as Supreme Court strikes down Roe. So I guess apparently they're going to pay for you to go to a state to murder a child. Dr. Woods, thanks for being with us today, Dr. Woods.
Great being here. Looking forward to being with you tonight on TV.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Woods. And Leo had to go, and we'll have Abby Johnson tonight. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Crosstalk and Jim Schneider. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.